This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, May the 19th of 2025, day 139th of the year, and only 226 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Oh, yes. Hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, doing the stuff that we get to do with them. No doubt about that. Anyways, how was your weekend? Hopefully you had a grandioso time and doing all the fun stuff that one gets to do. If that's not the case, maybe we should have a different conversation on the world and exactly what is going on in your neck of the woods. No doubt about that there. Anyway, so a lot of stuff going on, little time to have discussion, so maybe we should start talking right away. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. This is kind of the way that our show goes. It's the layout of the bayout as we do all of our things. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it, and we can start talking right away about what the hell was trending. But before I tell you that, if you want to interact with the show, go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will give you some options to do some video, audio, or text messaging. Those are the three options inside of there. Once you get there, those are the opciones of the things that you can do of being able to interact with our lovely little show here. So that's it. That's what's going on. Let's start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, notable and noteworthy. Police in New Orleans look for a gang of escaped convicts. Also, Casey Ventura's husband pens an emotional tribute to her. And Katy Perry won't be waking up in Vegas anytime soon. And also, a Peaky Blinder. Yeah, Peaky Blinders series is in the work. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And King Charles wealth ticks up over the last year. Well, isn't that how normally it goes for most rich people? I'm just saying. So that's it. That's kind of going to be our whole charade for today. Did I call it a charade? Our whole thing for today. I shouldn't call it a charade. It's not a charade. But yeah, a lot of stuff as we are doing our thingo. Yeah. We got a lot of things going on today. It's kind of just the way in the world of the stuff that we got going on. So I don't know. So if you're good to do this, I'm good to do this. We can move forward and start talking to our friends at Feature Story News for them to tell us what is going on inside of the world. So with that being said, here's the news, because I have the people waiting to talk to you. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Former US President Joe Biden's been diagnosed with an aggressive advanced case of prostate cancer, with doctors saying it's already spread to his bones. The former president is planning to undergo treatment, and his surgeons say while his cancer is not curable, it can be effectively managed. Simon Marks reports.
The announcement came in a statement from the former president's office. He is dealing with stage 4 prostate cancer, an aggressive case of the disease, with physicians saying it has already metastasized to his bones. But his doctors say the 82-year-old still has some treatment options available to him that could effectively manage the spread of the cancer cells. President Trump said he and the First Lady were saddened to hear the news and sent best wishes to the Bidens for a successful recovery. Similar sentiments were expressed by former Vice President Kamala Harris. But the revelation has raised fresh questions about why Joe Biden thought he could possibly serve 4 more years in the Oval Office, and also about why the cancer went seemingly undetected in the annual physicals that were conducted while he was still serving in the presidency.
Israel's prime minister says a basic amount of food will be allowed into Gaza so the hunger crisis does not worsen. The Israeli military has begun an extensive ground operation in parts of Gaza that it says is designed to defeat Hamas and free hostages. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 450 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza in the last week. Former deputy national security advisor in Israel, Professor Chuck Freilich, says he doesn't believe this will be the end of the fighting.
Israel will be stuck with a partial occupation of Gaza for the foreseeable future and maybe even beyond. And it will have to go in maybe repeatedly because Hamas has committed to continuing the warfare.
China's slapped duties of up to 75% on imports of plastics from the US, EU, Taiwan and Japan. It follows an investigation into alleged dumping, according to Beijing's Commerce Ministry. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The new duties target imports of polyformaldehyde copolymer. This is a common plastic used in car parts, medical devices and household appliances. The Commerce Ministry said the levies will range from 3.8% to 74.9%. And the new duties come just days after the United States and China temporarily cut tariffs on each other's goods for 90 days, raising hopes that this bruising trade war might be easing. Beijing has frequently launched anti-dumping investigations against countries with which it has broader trade disputes.
Portugal's centre-right Democratic Alliance has won a snap election in the country. Its leader, Luis Montenegro, has again fallen short of a majority. The Socialist Party and far-right Chega came neck and neck behind. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today and tomorrow, what's next in Ukraine now that Russian President Vladimir Putin has sidestepped the very face-to-face talks with Ukrainian officials that he first proposed? He was a no-show in Istanbul last week, and while he had never indicated that he would travel there, he knew that President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine was on the banks of the Bosphorus waiting for him, and that President Trump indicated he would travel there to broker the conversation between them. Kurt Volker is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO and, during President Trump's first term, America's special representative in Ukraine.
What we've seen now is the U.S. and Ukraine and European allies gradually coalescing together around a position and increasingly shining a spotlight on Putin, who is not playing by the same rules. He's doing something different. This is frustrating to Trump, frustrating to Zelensky, to Europeans. He wants to play it out. He wants to see if Trump will keep keep rescuing him or keep making excuses for him. But ultimately, this is tightening the circle around Putin a little bit. I think what's going to be necessary to really get some progress on a ceasefire is more pressure on Russia, more secondary sanctions, and a clear pathway to continued military support for Ukraine.
Tomorrow, Ambassador Volker on what peace could look like as opposed to the peace that Russia envisages in the conflict. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, former US President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive, advanced case of prostate cancer. Israel's Prime Minister says a basic amount of food will be allowed into Gaza so the hunger crisis doesn't worsen. China's slapped duties of up to 75% on imports of plastics from the US, EU, Taiwan and Japan. And Portugal's centre-right Democratic Alliance has won a snap election in the country. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in. And the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns
changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yeah, there you go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday, because there's nothing lovelier than a Monday to get the week started with everything going on. So, if you're good, I'm good, and I think it's time to move forward when we start talking about all the stuff that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So let's get into it. At least 7 escaped prisoners from New Orleans jail remain at large after a breakout late Thursday night. In the escape, 10 inmates busted out, and the authorities believe that it's likely had help from someone on the inside. Dramatic security footage shows prisoners first entering the door of a cell and then later escaping from a loading dock, in between apparently snuck out through a hole that they had been cut into from an unsecured hallway. Hidden behind the toilet was the unnamed employee inside the police department, have been placed on leave without pay during the investigation. As of Sunday, 3 of them remained at large. Not that they were large, they just remained at large in regards of what was going on. So let's see. I got something. If we can, if we don't mind, if we can do our lingo bingo of everything. So let's try this, because it's definitely going to be a try. It's nothing else than that. So let's see if we can pull some footage here, because that's what we do. We're footage pullers in regards to this. So let's play it. I don't know if it has any sound. I don't think it has sound. So if you're looking at the screen, it's somebody kind of going in. Yeah, there's definitely no sound. 100%. So it's some guy trying to sneak in. Let's see if we can zoom this through. Yeah, so they're opening a door. Somebody looks like they're, yeah. It's nothing too exciting to look at. Okay, anyway, some people going through a door and then making a run for it. Yeah. Definitely not as exciting as I expected it to be. But that's it. 7 at large, 3 already collected. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
Duh.
So there you go. Okay, what else? Last week, news broke that a life partner was a disgraced convicted fraudster. Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos Infamy is raising funds for his own new biological testing company. Now one of the earlier whistleblowers of Toronto's misdeeds is ringing alarm again, while Tyler Schultz says his former boss, who is now serving an 11-year prison sentence, is already crafting a comeback story from behind bars. Schultz writes, the purpose is to build something that works so that she can point it and say, see, I would have figured it out. Toronto's, it was never a fraud. He gives this warning to potential investors for the new company. The real question is, will Elizabeth serve the purpose of your fund? Or by investing in her, will you simply be serving her purpose of writing her rise from the ashes narrative? I don't know. Everybody, Joe, everybody wants a comeback story. Everybody wants a feel-good story, it seems like. And then if you're making it, people are like,
why the fuck did that person make it and I didn't?
It gets weird. It gets weird right away. I don't know why it gets weird. It just does. So there you go. Let's talk about everybody's favorite subject right now. Let's talk about some AI. OpenAI, the company behind chatbot ChatGPT, has plans to build an enormous data center in Abu Dhabi, the capital city of the UAE, and that would span 10 square miles. Its corresponding energy needs would be equal to the output of 5 nuclear reactors. The development will be part of OpenAI's Stargate project, which includes tech infrastructure from Oracle and financing from SoftBank. A Stargate facility is currently in development in Texas, though its energy needs and output will be about 1/4 of the size of what's being planned for the UAE. This is according to TechCrunch. So what do you think? That's a lot of power, man. They say some power can corrupt a person, but you haven't had enough to know what it's like. What? It's a song, isn't it? It is.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff going on right there. What else? Pope Leo celebrated his first Mass as Pontiff on Sunday. In addition to the cause of love and purity, or unity, not purity, he also specifically called for peace in the Ukraine and Gaza. He met privately with Vladimir Zelensky later in the day. Depending on who you ask, anywhere from 150,000 to 250,000 attended the service in St. Peter's Square. He also took his first public spin in the Pope Mobile. Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and various members of Congress also attended. This is according to CBS News. Yeah, CBS News was making the reference here. Is there sound on this one? Because I don't want to do a lot of stuff without sound. Okay, hold on. Because, you know, we are a sound-related show, because that's what we do here. Let's see if we can get some preview here of some stuffers. So if you're looking at the screen, let's take a look. Here is the crowd. And I don't know, can you count 250,000 people that quick? I'm just asking, because I want to have a better understanding. Yeah, sorry for the delay on the screen there, buds. Yeah. So there he is in a Mercedes boatmobile. It doesn't have a cover. I'm kind of shocked there. Yeah, you know, given the traditional wave, all the fun stuff. Yeah, yeah. And somebody's on the back of the boatmobile with them filming. I think it's interesting. So there you go. Some stuff going on if you're into that kind of stuff. So there it is. So yeah. Cool. Okay, let's continue going. Blink and you'll miss it. A group of students from Purdue University created a robot that can resolve the Rubik's Cube in less time than it takes to blink. The robot, which the team has dubbed the Perdusky Cube, was awarded the fastest robot to solve the puzzle cube by Guinness World Records in April. It solves the cube nearly 3 times faster than the previous record holder, or holding robot, which was set by Mitsubishi Electric engineers in Japan back in May of 2024. By the way, the fastest human time to solve the Rubik's Cubes was set by Max Perk. It took him just about 3 seconds to solve the damn thing. 3 seconds. So there you go. Okay. So how nerdy are we getting today? Are we getting pretty nerdy? Why not? Why not get a little nerdy-erdy? It can't hurt anybody that we're being such nerds today. I mean, can it?
Go.
Okay. So there's a guy holding this thing with the button. So they're showing the Rubik's Cube.
World record. is held by a team of engineers at Mitsubishi, right? Giant multinational corporation, set a world record. What's behind me right now is a team of Purdue students who said, you know what, I think we can do better. And they did.
Oh, it's ridiculously fast.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so basically we are a world record holder, the current world record holder for the fastest machine to solve a Rubik's Cube. We currently have a time of 103 milliseconds, and we can fairly reliably solve under the current world record of 305 milliseconds. Well, the previous world record holder. Put it in perspective, the human blink is around 200 to 300 milliseconds, so we're significantly faster than that.
That's crazy. It's crazy how quick it is. I don't know why we're making it into a news story. They have to slow down the video.
Realize it's solved, we've solved it. Before you even realize it's moving, we've solved it. The cubes are really the biggest limitation at this point. The cubes themselves just kind of disintegrate. The pieces just snap in half and fall apart. Yeah.
I wonder if it's really like quantum physics.
Inside the Rubik's Cube, we designed a custom internal core that holds all
the pieces together. We get the point. I mean, we're going to nerd out here. I mean, and I knew that I said, let's get nerdy. That's a little bit past my comfort zone there. But you saw it. And then it was done. It's kind of like you blinked. So you heard it. If you have a chance of seeing it, you should probably see it because it's kind of interesting. So let's talk about this because it was talked about earlier, and we need to reference this. And listen, I know that we have to talk about politics, and I look at certain things about, hey, you need to take a listen here, good, bad, or indifferent of what you thought about the guy. Take a listen to this. Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer that can spread, that has spread to his bones. His office issued a statement on Sunday announcing the diagnosis, which was determined on Friday. No word on the prognosis. Through the statement, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. President Trump issued a brief statement saying, Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis, and we extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family. We wish Joe the fast and successful recovery. So, some interesting things going on there for sure. So, I don't know. A lot of stuff to think about there. A lot of stuff. Hopefully, things will get better for him in the long run. So, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. But let's talk about the box office. Coming in at number 10 at $712,000 was The Amateur at number 9. Ultimate Dawn, $800,000. At number 8, Clown in the Cornfield, $1.3 million. At number 7 was Friendship, with $1.4 million. At number 6 was Hurry Up Tomorrow, with $3.3 million. At number 5, The Accountant, with $4.9 million. At number 4, A Minecraft Movie, $5.8 million. At number 3 was Sinner, with $15.4 million. And number 2 was Thunderbolts, with $16.5 million. And then coming in at the number 1 spot, which almost guarantees there will be another one, is Final Destination Bloodlines, with $51 million.
Duh.
So there you go. Some people will be extremely excited about that, especially if you like the old movies. So there you go. Let's get a little swampy for a moment. International financial analyst outfit Moody has downgraded America's credit rating, citing it an unprecedented explosion in debt and rampant runaway spending. And yet, despite the control of the White House, Senate, and House of Republicans, long party that pretended to be physically responsible has no interest in fixing the situation. The big, beautiful bill touted by President Trump will continue to rampant deficit spending over the next decade, adding $4 to $6 trillion to the national debt, which already swiftly approaching $40 trillion. The president must veto the unbalanced budget, and that doesn't intentionally begin to pay down the debt if there are no structural reforms to spending and not just theoretical gimmicks and terrorist policies that can be undone as swiftly as they're been implemented by the future tax and spend president. This country remains doomed. Okay, sounded a little dark. That's for sure, as we are talking. Okay, let's talk about the Dow and the numbers and the NASDAQ and all that stuff. The Dow gained about 331 points to close at 42,654 on Friday. And the S&P gained about 41 points to close at, let's see, 5,958. The NASDAQ increased by 98 points to close at 19,211. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel, and Brent Crude closed at $65 a barrel on Friday. The national average price of a gallon of gas on Sunday was $3.17, and Bitcoin gained over the weekend back up to around $104,000. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $139 million jackpot or a $62.3 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $134 million jackpot or a $60.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. What else is going on? Let's talk about this real quick. Casey Ventura's husband, Alex Fine, posted a powerful statement following her days of testimony at Sean Combs' trial. That's a ditty for you people. I have felt so many things sitting here. I have felt tremendous pride and the overwhelming love for Cass, he shared. I have felt profound anger that she has been subjected to sitting in front of a person who tried to break her. So to Diddy and all those who helped him along the way, please know you did not. You did not break her spirit nor her smile that light up every room. His statement continued, I did not save Casey. As some have said, to say that is an insult to the years of painful work my wife has done to save herself. Casey saved Casey. This is according to In Touch. Meanwhile, after much speculation, Danny DeCane alum Aubrey O'Day says that she will not be taking the stand in the trial. And while she is not testifying, O'Day did reveal that she spoke to Homeland Security, though, and did not share the details of what she said. For those unfamiliar, O'Day was a member of Danny DeCane who worked closely with Combs on MTV's Making the Band. This is according to TMZ. So some stuff to think about, no doubt about that. She was very vocal back in the day about some of the stuff that she did not like. So who knows what she would have to say. Take a listen to this. Katy Perry won't be waking up in Vegas anytime soon. Her three-year residency at the Resort World was wrapped back in 2023 and bombed so badly that now no other venues want to touch her, the singer, as a source tells News Nation. In addition, Berry's latest album, 143, only lasted 2 weeks on the charts, and her Lifetime tour is said to be suffering poor ticket sales. This is according to News Nation. So, there you go. So I don't know what to tell you. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and do that thing that we do call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main story time as we are hanging out doing our thing and a lot of stuff to talk about, little time to do so. And, you know, as we get into our main stories, I kind of sometimes go, what the heck is going on? To put it in a nice venue, not to put it anywhere else that nobody else would want to talk about it. But man, do things get weird from time to time as we are talking? Do things get weird as we are hanging? Do things get weird as we are doing stuff? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, as we get to do work together, I'm always amazed as I take a look around and see what's going on. And I will look at an organization, I will look at what is being done, I will look at what's being brought in and go, are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the wrong thing? Are we doing this and doing that because it's the right thing to do, or are we doing it because we're just trying to get stuff moving? And here's the gig. I look around and say, organizations that hire these big consulting firms that rebrand every time something new comes out probably need to be a little bit hesitant. And I had to listen. Don't get me wrong. I understand the name familiarity helps out quite a bit. But when you start changing every time that a consulting firm comes out with something new, I don't know if it's in your best interest. And let me explain why I say that. Consistency is key. And listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you need to be stagnant, because some people might get confused on what I'm saying here. But we need to look around from time to time and say, does this make sense with the scenario of what we have going on? And I think that at times what we have failed to notice to do is that our people that are working in the field that are actually doing the work will more than likely know better what the system needs opposed to what we do. I know. That's a difficult one for some. But think about it for a moment. If you day in and day out are working on X, don't you think you'll know it better than most people? Think about it. Let's say you work for a company that is in charge of mechanics. You know, people that repair cars. Are you going to, if you who do not repair a car, are you going to want a person who repairs a car to tell you what needs to be done and how to fix stuff, opposed to somebody has no clue whatsoever? I'm just asking, because it gets very confusing. It gets to the point where I go, I don't understand what's the best interest in regards to doing this. I look at it from the standpoint of whatever makes the most sense is probably what needs to be done. And we don't look at it from that fashion. We look at it from a fashion where it makes no sense whatsoever and go, ah, no, I know better than a mechanic. Well, I don't understand moving parts inside of a vehicle. And I would think that it would be better off to have someone who understands it opposed to somebody who doesn't understand it. I'm just saying. Just give it a look-see over. Opposed to it being everything that I understand better, because I don't understand anything better. I always look at this from the standpoint of when I am talking about some of the stuff that I've seen organizationally, is that I'm just giving it to you from the points that I've seen and how I would model it to change it moving forward. I have no clue about most of the stuff of what's going on inside of the multiverse. Let's be realistic about the things that we talk about, opposed to people sitting here going, ah, I know everything about everything. That's the stuff that gets us in trouble. So here's what I would recommend today for you. If you have not done so recently, talk to the people that are out there doing the work. And the reason I say that is because they're going to understand way better what the hell needs to be done, opposed to what you have going on. Think about it for just a moment.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day. Improved quality of sleep. Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360. to start free trial, and don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Join us on all major social media platforms, and we are Radio Big.
Can almost hear him breathe, the sound is haunted. I hear him call. Say you in the light.
save you when the lights go out.
Okay, here we are. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out, doing our thing. This right here is Mikel with Lights Go Out. Thanks for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available. Spotify. Apple Music, YouTube Music. Always a good time when we get to play some new music going on around here. Mikel, Light Goes Out.
Always playing.
So there you go. Thank you so much for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show as we are hanging out on this lovely Monday morning, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. Okay, so let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Some information for you as we are talking. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, what else do we got going on around the multi here? Let's talk about it, because we should probably talk about this. Well, matter of fact, there was one thing that I saw earlier that I wanted to talk about. Let's talk about, did you know, according to a trial lawyer and podcaster, are two words that are dead giveaways that someone is telling you a lie. And let's say, and he knows how to get them to confess. On a recent episode of Diary of a CEO, Jefferson Fisher shared that when a person are trying to hide the truth, they often rely on absolutes like never or always. He used the example of someone claiming that they never text and when they drive. According to Fisher, extremes like always and never are dead giveaways that they're usually not telling the truth. Jefferson said, to catch a liar, he advises you to slowly repeat the question, to which the person is likely to say, well, I mean, sometimes I do. Aha, Your Honor. Let the record show that the accused just admitted that sometimes, always, never texts while driving. I mean, no shit. I don't think we came to some genius thing right there. I mean, think about it. If someone say, I never do X, the likelihood of that being true are probably going to be extremely slim. I'm just saying. Don't get mad at me for saying it. What is this? Should I click on it to see the screen? I don't know. I never know. Well, something about the New York Times. Okay. So that's, there's that. Why is all this stuff like popping up on the screen now? Hold on. I got like all kinds of stuff coming up. Okay. So yeah, some stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse is the kind of the way that it goes. So listen, I want to share this with you just in case you were not aware. Do you know that we have another Conklin conference coming up? Yeah. Did you know this? You don't know this, or you do know this? I don't ever know, because sometimes I talk about stuff and then sometimes I totally forget to bring it up again in regards of what's going on. So, yeah, we have a Conklin conference coming up on September the 9th. September the 9th, if you were not aware. If you were not aware, you should be aware that that's what's going on. Should I share some more info? So, yeah, if you want to come and hang out with us, go to safetyfm.com and click on the portion that says live events. Once you get there, there's information related to what's going on. I probably should give you some kind of infographic, huh? That would probably help. Opposed to me just kind of just talking here. So there you go. Conklin Conference coming up. September the 9th through the 11th. If you want to come and hang out with us. Currently on the schedule, Martha Acosta, Bob Edwards, Jen T. Long, Andrea Baker, Mark Yeston, yours truly, and of course, we don't act like I didn't mention him, but yeah, Todd Conklin. It's a Conklin conference. Of course he'll be there. So there you go. If you want to come and hang out with us, go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events, and we will see you there. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, it is 50 minutes past top of the hour. Let's go ahead and get you into the motivation minute, because it seems like the right thing to do. So let's bring some John Smalls into our life.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dean. Albert Einstein said, "Don't let the fear of losing be greater than the excitement of winning." What an excellent quote. Now, I recently watched a TV series on Albert Einstein on Amazon Prime. It's called Genius, and I see it's from 2007. There's four seasons. It's really well done, and it takes you into different chapters of his life. I was sad for him much of the time. I was proud of him from time to time. But I was also disappointed in Einstein for many of the decisions that he made in his personal life. It goes to show you that even one of the smartest men who ever lived can still make some bad choices. Somehow, that's reassuring.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Dietrich Bonhoeffer courageously took a stand to protect Jews against persecution in Nazi Germany. He said, "Christ wills that the weak and persecuted should be rescued, and he must be obeyed. Because of his stand, he can no longer support the German state church. He helped create a new group called the Confessing Church and led an illegal seminary. He eventually became active in the resistance movement, which led to his arrest and execution." Proverbs 31 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." Lord, give us the courage to do the right thing, no matter how much we fear the consequences. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
At risk of starvation. Fletcher urges that existing U.N. 100,000 at risk of starvation. Fletcher urges that existing UN systems designed to prevent diversion to Hamas be utilized instead. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Zila Giz, a pregnant Israeli woman, was shot and killed by a Palestinian attacker while en route to a hospital in the West Bank. Her baby was delivered in serious but stable condition.
The attack occurred amid a months-long Israeli military crackdown aimed at suppressing West Bank militancy, which has resulted in significant Palestinian casualties and displacement without halting violence. The Israeli military has launched a manhunt and sealed off nearby Palestinian villages. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to maintain a block on President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at denying birthright citizenship to children born in the U.S. to undocumented or temporary immigrants.
Liberal justices criticized the potential harms to individuals unable to afford litigation, while conservative justices questioned practical enforcement issues. The court also considered limiting the scope of nationwide injunctions, which have freed frequently hindered Trump's immigration policies. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is cautioning that the U.S. could face an increase in supply shocks.
This comes a week after the central bank announced it would hold interest rates steady amid a period of economic uncertainty. Powell's warning highlights concerns over potential disruptions in the supply chain, which could impact economic stability. The central bank is closely monitoring inflation rates and global market trends. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
President Donald Trump announced that the United States and Iran have sort of agreed on terms for a nuclear deal, signaling progress in ongoing negotiations.
Talks are led by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. Iran has shown willingness to limit uranium enrichment for civilian use and allow international inspections in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. However, Iran insists on its right to enrich uranium as a non-negotiable principle, Kyle Norris reporting.
Russia and Ukraine have initiated their first direct peace talks in 3 years, convening in Istanbul, Turkey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky proposed a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who declined to attend.
Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov leads Kiev's delegation, aiming to negotiate a ceasefire. Zelensky criticized Russia's delegation for lacking decision makers. The war, ongoing for over 3 years, has resulted in tens of thousands of soldier deaths and over 12,000 Ukrainian civilian casualties.
A group of firefighters in Palm Desert, California, rescued a kitten trapped in a storm drain for over 24 hours. The rescue operation involved carefully removing a section of the drain to reach the frightened feline. The kitten, now named Lucky, was found unharmed and has been adopted by one of the firefighters involved in the rescue. The local community has praised the firefighters for their dedication and compassion. This uplifting story serves as a reminder of the everyday heroes who go above and beyond to help those in need. Lucky is now settling into her new home, bringing joy to her adoptive family. Andy Sanchez reporting.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Okay, a lot of weird stuff going on with those news stories, but that's okay. Let's continue talking. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2005, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, which is the sixth movie of the franchise, is released. Spoiler alert, it depicts on how Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader and how Luke and Leia were separated and what sent all the Jedis into exile. Critically panned, but success nonetheless. It earned about $380 million domestically. That happened back on this date, back in 2005. If you're looking at some birthdays we're going on today, JoJo Swiffa turns 22. Marshmello turns 33. Sam Smith, 33 as well. Malachi Black turns 40. Let's see. Kevin Garnett turns 49. And Pete Townsend turns 80 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Devil Food Cake Day, Malcolm X Day, National May Ray Day. Yep. And Plant Something Day. So there you go. Some stuff to think about if you're looking. If you need a phone starter for today, I have one of those. What's your best and then it got even worse story? If you need a random joke, try this one. A real smart TV would increase the volume when you start eating chips. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Nearly 80% of people admit that they refuse to do this alone. What is it? Watch a scary movie. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he's talking about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Happiness is not a station you arrive at, but a manner of traveling. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
And the shadows go so deep, you can almost hear them breathe. The sound is haunted, I hear them calling. Say it when the lights go out. Who's gonna say it when the lights go out?